A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Namhlanje ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice ye petrol ikhuphule kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kubese kusiba ke idizili isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayesaba ukuthi njengoba khona kuzokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa i-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyaka enye kukhanya zani babe mhlolo hoza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MDC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, so sixoxene ngalokho sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Indebele lifake ke khonapho ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake ke imlayezelo yenu njalo tifakele nombolo zenu selifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana ekutarisa kuvachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai uyezve kune avo vachangobva kuona kuti ona ipo pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai namba dzenyu makanyora zvakare makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo akuti maswera sei zvenyu vanasisimavhi Courtney Mepi Courtney top fan yedu akuti happy birthday sisimavhi mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani handizosviki pazana asi aiwa tinotenda mwari tinokutenda I top fan yedu Austin Zapasi arikuti ticha hanzi tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano arikuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa arikuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi na mkoma wande havapo asi ndina mkoma Gibbs ipo pano saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande
I don't know yeah. As happy birthday vakoma aiwa tinokutenda Simeon Banda handi Maneru pa studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo arikuti happy birthday sister marvelous wishing you many more years to come aiwa tinotenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I'm at one of the pickup points. And these guys have increased in fares to $4 as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now, looking at this situation as you're describing right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
Yeah, like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even size of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use words like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep sometimes, we feed them once a day. I think we're now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now.
Yeah,
And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are just to fuel. And people are being thrown to over almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeah, ngasikhangela ngesindebele sibili ngasikhangela khonapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthwa kade umelo kade umchova akusithethe umchova buyimalini njalo khona ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangalani khonapho.
Yeah, abantu abanye sebesandile lapho ngathi abantu bebuya besibagada ama-$2 betshela ama-$4 ngenkathi esinesemchoveni ngapha benginile nje ngizomkhathi omunye umuntu okade siyakunye indawo afike bathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni uyasale emile nxa engafuni usale emile abantu abasela choice kumele bathi imali bangezelele bagade kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokhu bejikelwa ebunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba angela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kufile ikhwela lekudla okuthenga ezitolo so kunzima kakhulu kids ebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuyo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke ngithemba ukuthi umavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kufana.
Tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira titsananguroiwo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Ye. Which language can I call him?
Yeah, I think he's not comfortable with Shona.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney, maybe Courtney, Arusi, please, and if one ray, Kolomani Masaka, Arguti Murisei, because it's my very watery wadi. Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Arguti, good evening, fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live. All the way from Johannesburg, backup Michael Wesa, happy birthday, Tete Vangu Mavi, I want to know tenda. And Rukona, Auntie Hilda Nkomo, happy birthday, my dear, my number is Novaraisa number. Shesene code number, yawo I want to check phone rei, kuti mpinde mchirongwa. Kuna wabashango vau kupinda mchirongwa, tributari sae, sune kukwira, kurukura mba kuchita mitengo, ye peturu ne diziri. Vangu wabari kuchema chema Parisi, no vashitoti, kwa wabari kugara ikoko, apovaeza kutipache enda kumusha kana kudzimba kwavo nasi vachibva kumadzi kubasa vabva vaonekwa yevo michovha yakwira kupera. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichione sana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tione sane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the national dress. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the national address for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so? Because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the energy crisis, and even lip service on fuel, and so it will be promises after promise, but I think we take action, because for me really it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But this government has been promising, and people are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises from the soil. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think
yes.
we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes, okay. Hold on there. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller and come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Hey, Magadishu Zimbabwe.
Tiri wadi, tukutawana nani uyezwe muri kupi?
Na Mkoma Parsoni, Zimbabwe, mashanana zuendela kubindura.
Kwa kadi kubindura uku?
Bindura kuri nani, naamo chesu.
Ai, wataurite nzwe Mkoma. Kwa kamira seipanya iyo iye kukwira kwe mafuta nezvimo.
Isusu kuno kufio ita $13 papamba.
Mm-hmm.
Papamba pasha hapana patiri ita 13 yambe ngeri pongwa ni hiviki nifayapela. Saka hiri kutuwa nika makoro njera. Makoronye machiri ita $85 5 liters. Saka uona kuti nda kutawa zimtunga mbiwe njika mamwana afishandi. Because hapana saka hindi ya tikato saka papaya kuku wakadri sa msina wano wafa na wapa vichemu wakabude wa sotu watawuri. Saka atina zichemu, atina zinyangu kwa sikuta wala dozi nyantu kwa wala deuta hata kafamba saka naka, saka kumati tirakitambi wa saka naka. Tosa wana kwa naote kwa nsota wala, iyo wa chitinge pera, tripuno zeni zikuta mbanamu zisita mpumira mwushi. Sekuti zanga za haku na wati wanawe Zimbabwe tibatani, sino ziondoka, ino tuparaza. Ikozo, wala kufaro wadu wala ugarika. Saka hini takaramba, saka mitaka shikota haiwa. Chanaka, Maria, na pasha kuburu kaji kuna mira ba kidawa kununura. Anto kununura mungu Yesu tabata.
Mhm. Saka shinu shakadai.
Yesu teka, tizi yeba umira tumbo siyana sima patu. Yemuti sima patu tunya sosota, azja shada mzibabi. Tango niwa nejo ni sisi msoro pamino, ni disu kufani zara. Niwa vashingu wita ura sosa, niwa wita ura tezi wali kwa kuna kumayo kumusha ura. Kwa wafari kumusha ura watla mzete, vutra vute. Taka posha njisiko di mama, vute saye, jengi ya kushe ziranga apaku. Saka tone tamatuni saru kuno hatina boi fote ya tata nita na ayinu kunye teru.
Saka parizu no.
Saka wande kuzuko pali pali mwishu kwa rame tinupo wadzi wa suri tariki kwa mwono boshe za wangu wale istawara ara jose shuma kata fa zongu wada tinoro tinita asha zundi ya taka saka na paru wadika. Na shiti kwa shiti mwishu wano wani tinu wawo punta su shiwa ni asha zati nago.
Kutumbo tari razi no mwishu
Hizo njika zekunza hizi atupanifu hile kumbosa mtongo. Mika zime njika tunotuwa chizi wana wapuwa mtongo. Masa mtongo wana ina international kenga ukote. Inya hizi kwa bisa wani. Bati kwa hizi Zimbabwe ya kazi njia wana wachikisha saka njia hizi wana foto rejeri wana.
Kutumbo tara kukwira kwe jino mzitoro. Waka mira sei pari jino. Chitera kukwira kwa ita mafuta.
Bare si poruita $20. Sila kanganisi mafuta alipa $45 tu litas. Kanisika kanganisa sugar ili wita $27. Saka mwona kuti unutenga unutengi unuko chisenzi la mari KG nyama ili wita $40. Unengu onde wana 4 wana 5. mutenga nyama yemari hapana chaunotenga munyama yatakungorarama nematemba ari kupima mukagaba keyo kugadika nzi ukaziya ndiwo ari kari kupima kukaikaruta $6 saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva
pane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya ye
ikoneti mwari zvaungoda kudecide
ehe iko cash pari zvino iri kushanda here kwamuri iko kotambonzwa kwapa pane kutaura kwakawanda nhasi
pamusoro pe maiko cash kuti 40% inda atenda chega chega 40%
aiwa tinokutenda yanzvadzi
eh saka hamena tu akurarama kwachinawo abeno geti kuzviona but zvaukungoda kuti tingoita zvimitoto dzine nyika sautongoti zvai nyika dzekunzi dzatibatsira nekumboranga varuma vaziva kuti havatonge vege kuna umwe anotongawo
aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka
wadi pane vakangofarirawo mbichana pamasekondi
aiwa
nyaya yekuti zvirango zvavanotitendera kwatira iti zvirango isusa atogara zvedu kumusha hatina kufunda asi zvirango zvavanotaura izvi zvakanzi tageti nesanctioni hazvina kunzi Zimbabwe zvine matageti evanhu kuti kuti munhu ane sanctioni akamiswa basa nyika ende mberi ingana mugamba wakadzingwa rakasungurira vana masanctioni vanenge Zimbabwe yakaramba ichirani ko ivo vanhu vari masanctioni zvavabvise kana vari varikurai nyika hakuna vamwe vanhu vakafunda vakwanisa kupinda mabasa iroyo.
Aiwa tinotenda hanzvadzi mabva mati gagaga muve nezuva rakanaka. Gibbs, we're hearing there, yeah. Our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol, it's going up to $13, and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called, you know, the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the black market. Yes. So, you know, very... Yeah. I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds, can you say your last words, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something, that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful, but I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with people that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamizai. Hello? Auntie Hilda Nkomo?
Hello?
Ehe, taura yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, the gossip, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the lenders, they are asking for U.S. dollars. And the government is saying they don't want U.S. dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got 3/4 of the population. Peace. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but, you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation. Because now it's really tough. I don't think he's playing anyway. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti uda mongoti gaga, anishona mozo, tawara na Gibbs nesindeveli.
All right. Ninja ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ya mama. Akuchu utuwe nubwana njani uwe nzagala kuna wale Zimbabwe?
Lapa uwe nzagala e Zimbabwe kusisi usungu. Kuya kakalisa, kuya kwa zbukiti na singapa kia serenza. Kia badala, okufanelei, okwenelei, okufanelei. But ungakangela tina esile mbule Zimbabwe, haba zaadi, ama extended families, haba nyabantu anakona ngali. Kundi, imale, kibazuzukuja during the month. Imali zakhona vela zikhulumeki ngoba konke okudliwayo nxa ufuna isinkwa kathe sibathi $10 $11 somewhere ithukela yonke into amafutha konke inyama kathe ma ufuna isikhewo ikhilo it's about 28-29. Uyabule malini ukuthi wanelesi ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu badle kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utsho uthi angikho enjiwe ngoba kunzima.
Yes, yakuzakhulungakhangela
esibhedlela kathesi ngibe ngikhangela kwenye i-documentary abantu bayakhala ezibhedlela bayafa akula mali imali ezibizwayo azifaniseki. Mina ubaba wami ngikhuluma nje okwami engikubonileyo not okokutshelwa ngibe ngiseharare hospital ubaba wami egula. Every tablet, everything, amadripsi konke sibe sikuthenga ngemali baza kutshela ukuthi kabahambe kuscan. Iscan ingathatha kuyathiwa badalani idisk yakhona kumele iyepleyo somewhere not in the hospital and kumele uyebhadala kuzisa ubuhlungu shuwa.
Yes, yakuzwa ntombi endala sibonge kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi asengenele lapha kuhlelo ungatshelela kusasa mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we are still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:16. And now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar, yes, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context? And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khonapho ngamafutshane kulo omunye umuntu obambileyo khona becingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Ya, very bad. Ya, uyisiyazi phela ukuthi vele abantu bezanu phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu bechafisa ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho iviki laviki losikhwela iphetho ukuthi ukuthi bele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqophi kuhle ukubusa kabehlula.
Ye, so-ke sizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke kungabe kumbani.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Muritei.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tinoti ngatiti happy birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ah, tikati, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika kunoku, marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Pamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekuti kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day prezeroda nhasi asi uya anozona iriko mangwana zvei zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvekuti mari chechi haichatombokwani pamwe bet pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari atikupuwa ma 600 yazuda chechi yangokwana kutenga lofreji imwe nedholi zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototiwafiwa vakakwira otokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana kuti Pinam Town kudzokawo nyangwe kunzi 4-5 saka ino nhasi pandapinda mutown ndikatsvaga keshi ndakura hangu ne4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5 saka vanongoti tikuifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika nezvavo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti mamuri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutano taka keshi kune vanopa vemaiko keshi vanhu vanoti makeshi auto yavanhu vanongangana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwanewo keshi but kwese natindiratani yese ndaishayiwa keshi chingonzi hatina saka ndobva ndazopatsira ndizongodzoka kozi vevova vekutaa ndiwanombopo keshi saka navanhu vachovesa mwatingoti hatina inenge rimweko keshi.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tikunzotina Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald, pindai tinzwi.
Asera sei, happy birthday ndema senda.
Aiwa, tinotenda, taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhoro dzangu kuti dzei vachangobva sisi vachangobva mukutaura tabhei. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbuvisiti mazeta zvanizvi kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini. Mishauri ine vanhu vanoteerera vanhu vanokoshesa zvichane basa resimbi zvinonoedza vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane state of the nation.
Handipooni pasiona yavo vachiadresa mangwana, handipooni pane chitsvaki chataupa. Ndozvo zvatangogara tingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike. Kutongoramba chitaura problem solution. Vanoda kuti paimplement zvacho zvavanenge vachitaura ndozvavanofanga kuti vazadzi kuti kungoramba achitaura zvine zvaakugara chingotaurwa izvozvo kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika machiyazodaizvada hatina chatinoona pagiraundi ngavakiriti vatiudzi hatidi kuudza kuti chakirika mabasa ngavakiriti mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa avapo but havana kana clue
vanhuvatinakana
ndo vakakirieta maproblems aya saka hatifungi kuti tingambo nebatsiro ringambowana kuvanhu ivavo hapana kana batsiro kungotambisawo nguva yazvionekewo kuteerawo izvere zvinhuhatizazvingazvita.
Aiwa tinokutenda
ichaizvohapana chinobuda tetema
ehe tinokutendai mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is our target slow Monte Cu and Lapa. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim on ZPC online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Comrade Opet Mpofu says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we're not quite sure. Maybe we're going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because mm-hmm. the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something, but take mm-hmm. your guess while we're pulling out.
So we have
they are saying something different, so there are two different views, but we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba Rejoice Mgwenya. Kumbe ngasenga kai Rejoice Mgwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwilela Baba Nibakuluma. Abanengi bathi even state of the nation address iyayenziwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyakwazi ukuthi lesikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khonapha sicela uphosela khonapha baba.
Well, state of the nation address izaba khona kusasa. So into ekhathi le ukuthi kona abantu basilalele imisizo bona umongameli uyabe esiphatheleni. Kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi kona into even ingayenzakali sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu. Lulushazo esintini zethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabe lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even la laba singizwe manje bathi we cross the bridge and we get the hand manje thina sesigijimela uthi sesihlezi silokuza singakezwe lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimelelene akhulume angakhuluma ke hawu sesingafaka ke iprogram lesikhulu ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hayi lokhu kuyabambeka hayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkhanjo ezenza into kube lesi sisinde sizokwazi ukuthi sivela ngaphi siyamba.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi ube khona number four umzuzu emlutshwane sibongele kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu to the lady over there.
Thank you very much. Maybe give to just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago. It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late comrade R.I.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll
now
keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba say Tumban. Since Utumban. Umban, you call a colour Tumban, Kunjan?
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, Nkomo, Linjan.
Yebo,
Zumban, Nkomo.
Coming to Nkomo.
Coming to Nkomo. Ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi intengo yamafuta ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlayana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le state of the nation address 1 minute akugoqele khonoku sizwe.
Ye ngiyalizwa baba lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezeZimbabwe ezamafuta into ebuhlungu kakhulu uyakwazi mnumzana ngobana kokunye singamsola uyabona singamsola the late president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathesi but okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi ano wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana lazona lezi no umongameli uMgabe wayekwanisa ukuzicontrola lezi zinto but okwakathesi lokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesizicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukukhwela kwezinto okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofuel kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontrol abalandaba bayazijulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kula le state of the nation address ubona niyo wethula nomongameli kula
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele kulanto angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele ngikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela lamanga watso so hayi vele kakula abantu esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona kuyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala sibonge kakhulu Nkomo ungathina kusasa baba. Yes, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, take Nabra Gibbs. Masura Singh.
Sapira Magadi.
And the Pilin was in Jalinat.
Taurai, you think?
Yes. I've been doing Mangwana by who is president. Mangu Tarak was to be doing Mazira, Pulazamo Zarem, Mazarem, Mazarem. Who was here in the city of the city of Kubosi, which I'm with Mangwan. Turn out to Zuga as well as the Unako, Roman, one is Babu and Tambura. I was born in the forest. Because from Sasa and Tungani Bachiran, a fast answer
Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow, instead of the address, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda, who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B. Ndevulani. Kana makateerera ndanzi ndikumhoresei na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri ikoko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So, looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right, the president is addressing the nation tomorrow? You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, Soda, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportion. The speech that brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does, you know, who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can you come up clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying the Reserve Bank Governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources. The IMF, Staff Monitoring Program, the World Bank, the Zim Court, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks. Even Steve Anke, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are concealing the facts, and you are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the facts, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Uh-huh. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Hey, Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm going to go to Zimbabwe. Mwana ni akangela katese nizibuzi kuti njongo ya bonto mkono mweka ya uwi ili ambonu uti za upani tuku ulu mita ngombono wami jingangu ubone.
Mm-hmm. Kuula le State of the Nation address usasa, Baba Mzizi. Haizi State of the Nation address, isikate sika tekile wakulu utu mwanga mele cheli ilizu kuti kambe kumenjani. Kuna po ya wese tula lukula lelo angabantu kwa manyamazu. Uza kwe tula anu na ngombono wako.
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukuthi la ngidoda ovule amazwi ngamlalela nje. Ambona ukuthi kule nto ngayithula nje ngalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi leli menjani. Alila nto engibona ikhamba kahle.
So,
ngona nto ngayitshela abanye amazwi nje abangamhlanela yona umuntu ka.
So, the State of the Nation address vela incede lutho even lekhaya. Akusazo kunceda lutho lokho.
Hayi, ngombono wami vela ambona ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni, phela ilizwe ngelakho phela.
Ilizwe lelangelethu lelana, yazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje.
Mhm.
Ngaliyana iphathi khona, uliyana esikwe, ngeke iphathi le khona uliyana.
Mhm.
Ambona ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengabe emtangweni kanje, wathi kade bethemeli ka khona.
Mhm.
Ambona ukuthi kulo mtangano nje abangawe khuluma into ephinde izwiwe ngabanye abantu nje, kusabuse liyana iphathi ke khona leya.
Mhm.
Ngena le khona iphathi la. Ngaphandle singaze sithi singenye kune ngaba ngono nje. Ngathi iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma kuthi emdlameni nje incwe ingakhuluma khona ngazwakala ilizwi labo lengazwakala not lezi kisho kathi isibi.
Mhm. So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ngayilalela liphathi ke.
So wena ungathola lungisa ilizwe leZimbabwe Baba Mzizi uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathola lungisa ilizwe leliyana. Yeah, ngikwenye ngimele ngikuphathi leyana ekhona lethe ekhaya ngikwenye nje iphathi nje.
Mhm.
Eh ngaphuma ngephandle kwamazwe nje ngiyecela uncedo ngiyibiza nje ama investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezolungisa nje kathezi ngozimisa ama investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima kuba into kwazi kathezi nga ungabe uinvesti kuye outside the country bethola ukuthi yona ihulumende ibona ifuna 53% yona iinvesti isiphuma lani 47% uyabona into zakhona ngeke zibalanse.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu ungadinela kusasa eh.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ntlovarukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamo, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopia nyedu Hilda Mkoman. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo wangabari kukumbira reza kutiti Moresa Shamari yavo. Tapatawa Moresa, vati we big fan ye Studio 7 tawa Moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washurikitwa nehurumende hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Pochi kozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
So
he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'm told we have got to go to choice Ngwenya. So, Baba Ngwenya,
Kutiva Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana, tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona vari kutaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Chiripo ndechekuti hakutaura hakunetsi, munhu wese anogona kutaura. Handiti vakuru vakati muromo wavo dzari gwizi negwizi. Asi chiripo ndechekuti pakuda chokwadi, nekuti mukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva. Ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi, ukabvunza kuti mutengo wemari inflation havazivi, kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforend reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi, mari iri kusecureta havazivi, maindasi akavharwa havazivi. Saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa izvo vanenge vataurwa navari kutwa nani. Saka kungotaura chokuti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko. Kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya, kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomira kuti kuda mwari ngatibatsira. Asi sekufema une rangu handisi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka, nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said it removes ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we know we have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting Zesa in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a ball. If you are going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, I was a colleague of our interesting going on. So we'll be relevant to what the Esukubona, Kupuma Konamanje, Senator Kupuma Twitter, Minister of Information. Ikuti-ke bakhiphe umbiko okuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokhela ilizwe. Ngakho-ke nxa bebona ngokwenzakala ngama-properties eZANU-PF bathi-ke balungisa khonokho ukuthi ile i-blue roof engaphansi kwamongameli omoyi uRobert Mugabe iyahanjiswa-ke emulini yakhe. So-ke lokhu kulandela-ke okwethulwe i-ZBC online ebike ukuthi hhayi-ke i-blue roof kukhanya ngazani-ke izathathwa yenziwe i-museum. Ngingakuphambanisi lokhu phele le-mausoleum, anekhumbula i-mausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka. So kuhambelani lokhu. So lapho bathi bakwenza kube i-museum, kodwa ngapha-ke information ministry to hatch lapha-ke there's only one center of power.
We haven't heard that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one set of power thing, you know, if there was one set of power, how is it that the proper set of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe, as Yeros Eka finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory. They are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF, and this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is the RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and people reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akuchaya ngesinto sibili wonobona njani khona ukuthi abanye bathi i-blue roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke i-ZBC online ekhotha-ke umnumzana Obert Mpofu. Kuzobuya-ke i-Minister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale. soke kono kunxasika ngela kutshoni
ungazunanzelela ukuthi nxa uMr. Mugabe sewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayimfihla ayimgcine ekhaya kutho ukuthi sezivele sephokuqala lohulumente kwethuthi ngoba avele bathi bona izwi lami lakusukamgabe ngiyezana uPF. So njengokubona kwami mina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazabaxhosha khona le babatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi. Nxa izwi yezana uPF kayisetshenziswa kwizana uPF kodwa kuyasitshengisela nje futhi ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi abayibabhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle. Yikho ilizwe lethu ingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sibuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutora kwa tatu kuita pane na urwa za tatu kubwa kuona pada ndi mtande Parizu nupanyaya imba wa mtunga miru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe kwa kai garane mzimai wa woku Blue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ishitaura iyo mazgue kuti Zanu PF Secretary for Administration aba Obet Mpofu var kuti iyo part ye Zanu PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iye Blue Roof itwe museum kana monument in Charles Batsira Party. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both Zanu PF and the government are led by one principal president. Yeah, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Anzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwaMugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa gini. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingumuzi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Vasekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingumuzi Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that just dropped.
What is that again? Yokai Kumbo. Yokai Kumbo, kunjan? Hello, Kumbo. How are you?
Ngoba ikinto linomqondo embondweni wami iAmerica ngayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump omunye umhlangano nawo shona le kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo inkinga uDonald Trump kodwa manje ukuthi umhlaba ubonwa ngabawuphethe kulelo khona bakulo angiboni ukuyiqinisa eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngoba economy ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in continue. There is no solution to planet Earth. Ibubu ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso veizanu kumbe uMDC kumbe umtampara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo onumnotho kuphela kuphelo avumela umhlangano ungene ezweni kubeke nje impilo kuhlangano siya phambili ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu thina South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe as we all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuneyinkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasuka umphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi make kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ihlele ukuthi isha abantu kanti labo bulela beKZN bedubulana be-ANC waye kungavala umnotho wabo. Nala eSouth Africa kuneyinkinga eziningi eziningi nami kune-state of inquiry lapha esoluzuma la egoli. Nayo iveze izindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi ma zingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what you've been telling me. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abayenzi bayekhothamela usathane sathane afake imali abantu badule bonke
usathane ngophi lo ngophi usathane wangola lo
usathane uyephetha imali uphela uba hey, awubuza amakholo lapho uthi avele eBhayibhile afika afunda uMathewu uSathane uthi kuJesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho uSathane uthi uSathane bawufuna nje ngukuphe ngikhothamela ungakhothamela ngizakuphi uJesu wala ukhothamela uSathane wahlala umntakankulunkulu wazi wayo nahlele logo elilodwa nje kha So as a map and the mother Funu Kono Muduni. Foot in a corner, never long, it's not very bad and pleasant, I know for a fact. But you open the way, the woman, one corner, you follow with stress a little point. Aba kotabelu satani, abu sabantu, afangu satani, kube nengwe kita nungu bibobon. Kupe, na esa kafrika, hape kurema, maunga hawa ziida vina, bantu anabase varsity, abase varsity, ama mashite South Africa la, ama, na ma quality la.
Yes, ya was.
You'll understand the corruption and the confusion, the satanism that rams those institutions.
I see what's going on.
There is no solution that will come from man. Solution to planet Earth is when sin is done away with. That one is the only solution. Only a child number time. That doesn't have a solution. Now, I mean, I believe part of Zimbabwe has a solution. But you're not asking about a solution.
Thank you so much, Baba. Spongile kakhulu yonke kumbo. Ungathini lokusasa, Baba. Spongile sibili kakhulu kakhulu mnumzana lapha. He says, if you want to have money, you have to look somewhere else and not, you know, these good things about politicians. So now I think Mr. Dingumuzi Phuthi is back. Mr. Phuthi, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa? Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa kumbe ungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So,
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chirochierwa ari kuti please call me by his number za Pochi Kojo. Vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chirochierwa atinyora zvakare. Tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu parizvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata. Vari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka. Saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panhare
ndiripo
ehe tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information inoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
So, Zunogora is a good tea, and also an acronym. Two women get a company, Mazwa, Inzi, Zunogora is a good power, Nukupokana, Nokusans, within Sana, Pagatipe, Ranotonga, Atikanakana invention in Zano. As each time is a good tea, Rampo, Warkuta, or Chua Ruta, I invite a talk to it or Nukuti.
Mafara
refugee.
Ehe, mungoti gaga nguwe edu ya jiganana. Ndimi kola wedu kupesiri.
Okay, mbongo ona zangu seguti zaabu ito zine urumende edu zato zuhu janyiri. Zavutu wakutura zume zimu, zavutura kutanzi. Zofana kuta zuhu urumende. Antia ito sila wapropa kire.
Aiwa ito kwa di. Menu kana mui nezu kuta urazakare pa msoro pe kukwira kwe mafuta. Tivatapedzisa
ya inyandiko zvangu kuZimbabwe zvangu ndungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvange zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
ya tinotenda
bye-bye. Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, even if he's not in the country.
Yes. And sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington DC, Papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese varipalife yedu parizvino Boaz Jayaguru arti vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much. Totenda vese vari kulive stream nezu mozi azvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Musanganya huye ndiri muno muWashington.